Good morning, and welcome to Between Two Covers on KVUNO Arts at 8:30. I'm Ted Wheeler, author of the novel Kings of Broken Things and co-owner of Dundee Book Company. This week we're going with a bit of a digest format to cover more ground as we enter the busiest season of publishing. We have already seen some big books released this month, including Irish novelist Maggie O'Farrell's newest, The Marriage Portrait, and Lucy by the Sea, a new novel from Elizabeth Strout. But October is when things really heat up. New books are due out from Celeste Ng, George Saunders, John Banville, Louise Gluck, and Neil deGrasse Tyson. Then, toward the end of October, we will see The Passenger by Cormac McCarthy. This is McCarthy's first new book since The Road came out 16 years ago. The Road, of course, won the Pulitzer Prize and introduced the term post-apocalyptic into popular lexicon. McCarthy also has a second new novel on the way that's slated for a December release, so fans of dark storylines and graphic violence can rejoice. In less happy news that still bears mention, the author Javier Marías died earlier this month at the age of 70. Marías was regarded by many to be the greatest contemporary Spanish author, known mostly for his novels A Heart So White and Tomorrow in Battle, Think on Me. A perennial contender for a Nobel Prize, Marías is known for his stylized prose and is often mentioned in the same breath as Samuel Beckett and James Joyce. One final note for this week, as author, humanitarian, activist, and civil rights lawyer Brian Stevenson will be in town next week for the Omaha Public Library Foundation's annual fundraiser. Stevenson is one of the most important people in America, full stop. So we're very lucky that he will visit us here in Omaha on September 28th, appearing in the Hickson Lead Auditorium on the campus of Creighton University. Stevenson is founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, a human rights organization that works to address unfair sentencing practices and exonerate wrongfully convicted death row prisoners. And he has done more work than perhaps anyone since Ida B. Wells to acknowledge and reconcile with the legacy from this nation's long epidemic of race-motivated lynching. His book, Just Mercy, is a must-read, one that was turned into a 2019 movie that starred Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. You can always pick up a copy of Just Mercy to read about Stevenson's life and work in his own words. Trust me. The book is always the best anyway. This has been Ted Wheeler of Dundee Book Company with Between Two Covers for Arts at 8:30 on Classical 90.7 KVNO.